This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The music heralding the beginning of another Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Pleased to introduce you to Michael Harrison. I am privileged. Ooh. Even to introduce you.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the music. I like that kind of music.
Right. Official.
We used to play music like that when we did the news, you know.
Yes. Right. Those are the good old days.
You know, or the sound of the teletype machines.
Yes, in the background. Yes. What was his name? Bill DeFreitas, Mutual News.
Yeah. For years, after teletype machines were no longer in use, many radio stations still played them in the background during the news.
Yep. When I was the operations director at WEEI in Boston for a couple of years in the mid-80s, it was the Boston news station, and they were all, I was trying to update the sound of the station, and the news writers and readers all objected, saying I was trying to change too much, and it was just that sort of thing. The stuff that was in the background sounded like it was from the 1950s. So
the big time sound of the the lightning bolts emanating from the tower.
Well, it's like today what they do on Fox News and some of the other, they have that whatever that noise is when they're introducing a new subject, it's that, you know what I'm talking about, that slosh across the
swoosh. It's called the swoosh.
The swoosh. Exactly.
I once ran a radio station, early talk station. We called it Super Talk. We're talking in the 80s.
Yep.
And every time we would go to a telephone call, we had a sounder that went whoosh. So it would sort of give you the idea that this person is suddenly whooshed onto the stage of your mind.
Stand by for news. First, fast and factual.
So let's do the stories. It's been another intense week. At number 10, we have worldwide weather and climate change, and that's tied with the Lori Loughlin guilty plea. That case sort of gives us a little bit of celebrity gossip, although it does tie into ethics and parenting.
Some good questions. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not frivolous at all. At all.
No.
Number 9, we have race relations and the Ahmaud Arbery case. At number 8, we have psychology.
What a can of worms that is. Oof.
It is a can of worms. God, there's a lot to it. A lot to it. Mm. Psychology and personal relationships at number 8. At number 7, communications, technology, and sports. Sports really being discussion about how are we going to do this. And number 6, the Michael Flynn case, the Inspector General firing, and Mike Pompeo being investigated as a result of that political hoo-ha-ha.
And you think about a guy being investigated because he asked his assistant to pick up his laundry. We have nothing better to do than to have a highly paid government inspector general looking into this guy because his assistant picks up his laundry. Huh? And that's where we are?
That's where we are. Where we are is cherry-picking every negative we can find in terms of the players of the opposite party. Therefore, the appearance to the casual observer, who's maybe not political in nature, is that both sides stink.
They
do to a large extent.
Yeah.
But you can find something on anybody if you really want to make a case against them, and there's this constant game of gotcha going on,
Right.
So it's troubling. Mm-hmm. It's very troubling. At number 5, we have U.S.-China relations and the World Health Organization controversy. The China thing all over the place, from their involvement in the coronavirus to their now clamping down on Hong Kong. People are starting to become aware.
They are. I think we talked last week after I interviewed the lady from the Epoch Times about what they were doing. There's a picture. Yeah, I'm sure we talked about it.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about it extensively. It was very, as a matter of fact, it was quite, quite an impression I came away with from your description of the way they are locking down people in Wuhan.
Yep.
At number four, the presidential race and politics. At number three, the economy and education. We have an education crisis in America. This is a real, real serious situation. Summer schools are being closed. When to open and if to open and how to open in September. Colleges face enormous challenges, as do, obviously, grade schools and high schools. At number two, we have health care. That's a whole array of topics, serums, vaccines, and the hydroxychloroquine controversy is back at the top of the list of our discussion because the president casually dropped the news that he's taking it as a preventative measure.
There isn't one doctor I respect on either side that doesn't say that the use of this malaria drug in combination with the Z-Pak with the right doses isn't the right way at the moment, the best way of all of the options. And so the and a number of people have been debunked. Fauci on this. Fauci's been debunked across the board on almost everything he talks about, it would seem.
And again, there's a heavy political component, component to that. And the hydroxychloroquine, like any drug of consequence, has to be taken by a person whose doctor believes that it's okay.
Yeah.
There's a downside to it, but there's a downside to all drugs.
Of course there is. Look at the people who die from drugs that are approved by the FDA. Come on.
So that's why, again, it's a matter of political cherry-picking. In other words,
that's a great phrase, by the way. Can you trademark that? Political cherry-picking.
Well, I like that. It's two different terms that go together very well.
Yeah, they do.
The hydroxychloroquine issue is political. It's purely political.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, honest discussion about the role of this drug, this med, in this whole situation has not been honest, to say the least.
Yeah.
All right, and number one, we have statistics and projections. Every story is connected to how many people have died, how many people have got it. And as of the time that you and I are having this conversation, which is being played out across the nation over the Memorial Day weekend, there have been 1.61 million cases in the United States diagnosed with 95,000 deaths. That's incredibly high, way more than Vietnam, the Vietnam War. But something you don't often hear is 308,000 have recovered.
No, but yes, but then there's the other side of the stats, and that's the number of people who have been, when they are passing away, what the death certificate says they've died of. There is a feeling, a strong feeling, at least in my neck of the woods, among the Boston hospitals, that once there was a good reporter who started asking a lot of questions about, well, why do you declare this person died of pneumonia or that person died of whatever? Isn't it related to COVID? And when you really dig down into it, yeah, it is. It's about twice as many people have died, it would seem, from the COVID who then have been reported in the way they're reporting it.
So, yeah, well, what bothers me is people who say, and you know, character really comes out. You really see what people are about during this thing.
Sure,
a lot of people say, well, I mean, some of these deaths are people that were going to die anyway. Or so
come on, you hear it. I think that comes from, I don't know any of it. Is there somebody among us who's not going to die? I want to know who person is.
Well, there you go. That's a much deeper truth. But there's, or I'll tell you what really irks me is when people say, but they're old. It's mostly old people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You kiss your butt goodbye. If you're 85 or older, you have no value. Get lost. See you later, alligator.
Worse yet, you're in the way. Not only don't you have value, you're in the way. Mm-hmm. So that's really nasty and indicative of a decadent society. We got
to
be
disrespectful society.
To say the least.
Right. As you and I approach those ages quicker than we'd probably like to admit. I remember there was a... Listen, isn't it funny what we remember about life? I remember in it was even, I remember on ABC, Bob Hope had specials, and John Wayne had some had a television show, and the two of them were friends, and it was one of their birthdays. I can't remember. It was a television show celebrating the birthday. I think it was John Wayne. And at the end of the show, they were talking about their ages and their careers. And Bob Hope wished John Wayne a happy birthday. And John Wayne's retort was, "I hope I live forever, and the last voice I hear is yours." Think about that. That statement. And I would say that to you. I hope you live forever. Out. And the last voice you hear is mine.
Take this, Doug.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Hey, take this, you bug. Boom.
All right.
So, who's Bob Hope?
Please. You know, I was in the car with a 21-year-old kid who just graduated from Tufts University, uh-huh. Wonderful kid this week. And we were talking about, and even when I'm on the air with Victoria, not so much Jennifer, but Victoria, Jennifer to a point, and I bring up things that are cultural from, let's say, the 50s or the 60s or even sometimes the 70s, and they don't know anything about it. Nothing. Zero. I brought up a television show the other day. They didn't know what I was talking about.
What show? Just curious. Do you remember, or was it just something?
You know, I don't even remember what it was now. It was something that was a passing moment. And there was a song. Oh, I know what it was. It was a song. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. They thought it was horrible that I thought that was a fun song. They were so...
It was horrible.
Oh, it was fun.
It was fun, but it was horrible, though.
It was horrible. Yeah, you watch Jimmy. You sure can. Jimmy Soul.
Jimmy Soul. I knew it was Jimmy somebody. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife.
Yep. And on that note, we will pause in our coverage of the hot hits of the week.
And we might be back, or we
may be. Hold your breath.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, Home Advisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we can call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving on now in our overview of the stories, the conversation that Michael and I have every week, based loosely sometimes on the list, the stories, the people. Did you get through the people list, didn't you?
No.
You didn't do the people list yet, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't realize that. I'm so fascinated listening to us that I forgot I had to do it.
Please. Help yourself, please.
Yeah, right. It doesn't happen unless I speak. You know, I'm sitting here listening to us. All right. We have Lori Loughlin at 10. We have Ahmed Arbery, Gregory and Travis McMichael, and a new name has been added to that list, although it's not on the survey.
The guy doing William, the video.
William Bryan, yeah, not to be confused with the iconic statesman and orator William Jennings Bryan. Or Bryant? I don't know what his name was.
Bryan. Bryan is this guy's name. Bryan was the other
Bryan,
guy.
Yeah. We have John Ratcliffe at number 8. Steve Linick and Mike Pompeo at 7. Number 6, Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Susan Rice. Biden and Tara Reid at number 5. Andrew Cuomo at 4. Mitch McConnell at 3. Nancy Pelosi at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. And, you know, basically same names with a couple.
Don't you think the Tara Reid thing has kind of gone away, kind of fizzled with Joe Biden?
I think it's quasi-fizzled. I don't think it's completely gone away. Mm-hmm. But it's not hanging over the election the way it might have had we been in a different era now.
Yeah, right. Maybe, yeah, because we're too worked up on the obvious. So speaking of things that become silly, the attention the lieutenant governor or the attorney general in Michigan said to Donald Trump this week, you're not welcome to come back to Michigan because you aren't wearing a mask. Like she has the authority to keep the president out of Michigan. But if you look at the pictures for the first time, guess who's wearing a mask? She looked ridiculous. But it was, you know, pure politics, like you've been saying. You know, we're Democrats. We don't want a Republican in our state. Get out.
Mm-hmm. Or just making the mask such an issue that it becomes the focal point. Guy doesn't want to wear a mask. All right, he's not wearing a mask. You want to criticize him for not setting a good example? Okay, that's all right, too. But to make it that big an issue, I think, is to divert attention from what's important.
You know, speaking of what's important, number nine, the race relations you mentioned, number nine, both the people list and the story list, the story of this Ahmaud Arbery and what actually happened with him. But there was another one of these cases this week in Iowa where a black guy got beaten. He was a civil rights activist, apparently, and his name is Dequar Jones. He got a broken arm, a broken nose, a broken jaw, five broken ribs. You should see the picture of this guy. He was beaten up by a number of white men. And his question to the news media is, why did it have to go this far? And that's a great... This is Des Moines, Iowa, where you wouldn't necessarily think, you know, whether it sounds... Well, it sounds the way it sounds. I just don't think of Iowans the same way I think of people in Mississippi when it comes to this stuff, or Georgia, I just don't. But
we're talking about one case. We're talking about a case. There's an isolated case of everything, everywhere.
You can't
judge, you know, well, you know, Iowans are nice and Mississippians may not be when it comes to race relief. Everything is not as distinct in reality as it can be in broad-based conversations where everything is black or white. You know, because none of this stuff surprises me. And when you look at the statistics about race relations, they really don't fall in line with the idea that there really is this kind of racism in America.
No, more crimes are committed. Blacks, 96% of the offenses committed against blacks are committed by other blacks. But you never hear that stat. Never.
The stats are different than what we say. But I know we have a break coming up. So
yes, we do. It's 28 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Stadia from Google is a new video game platform that doesn't require a traditional game console or even a computer because the console is in the cloud. All you need is a screen and a Google Chrome or Chromecast, and you're ready to go. John Justice from Google explains.
I think I'd break it down into access and experience. On the access side, today, if you want to play high-end games, you have to buy an expensive box, and then you have to keep upgrading it, whether you're upgrading a PC or buying the next console and the next console. And so that's a barrier to access. And you usually also have to wait to go to the store to get the games or wait for them to download. So on the access side, we don't do any of those. Instead, we buy the box for you and give you access to the hardware. And it's better hardware than any console you can buy.
Check it out at Stadia.com. That's Stadia.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Elected officials, businesses, and others are depending on coronavirus testing and infection rate data as states reopen, so they'll know if a second wave of contagion is coming and whether another round of stay-at-home orders or closings might be needed. But states are reporting those figures in different ways, and that's leading to frustration and confusion about what each number means. In some places, there have been data gaps that leave local leaders wondering if they should loosen or tighten the restrictions. In others, officials are accused of spinning the numbers to make their states look better and justify reopening. Such errors render the CDC numbers about how many Americans are actually infected uninterpretable, creating a misleading picture for people trying to make decisions based on the data, according to Harvard's Global Health Institute's director. Remember, stay informed of what's going on around the country and the world at USA.
usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bobbleheads are typically reserved for sports stars and celebrities, but now with the coronavirus, we're paying more attention to the unheralded and unappreciated workers of America. And John Clemens reports.
They're called the Essential Heroes Bobblehead Series, with 35 different selections. Phil Scolaro, the Milwaukee-based National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, tells us about the selection of different professions.
Doctors, nurses, postal workers, delivery drivers, aviation, truck drivers and bus drivers. We do actually have the media in there. We've been, you know, keeping people informed. We have both radio, you know, DJ and news radio as one of them. We have reporters, and we also have TV news anchors.
A portion of the sale of the bobbleheads goes to Protect the Heroes campaign. I'm John Clemens.
President Donald Trump plans to be on the Florida coast Wednesday to watch American astronauts blast into orbit from the Kennedy Space Center for the first time in over a decade. It'll be the first time since the space shuttle program ended that U.S. astronauts will launch into space aboard an American rocket from American soil. Also new, a private company, not NASA, is running the show. Elon Musk's SpaceX is the conductor and NASA the customer as businesses begin chauffeuring astronauts to the International Space Station. With the American shuttles no longer in use, the U.S. has had to rely on Russia for rides to the station. Stay updated anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For us now to do the second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Review, also called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine, and he keeps his fingers on the pulse, if you will, and not his thumb. Did you hear the duck? Did you hear the duck?
I did hear the duck, yes.
I was keeping my fingers on the thumb, my thumb on the something, and the duck came in.
All right, the duck came in.
The duck is gone.
No, really? Bring the duck back again. The education system, we're finding out a lot. Number three this week on the story list is a focus on the economy and also education. You probably saw this continuing lawsuit against the University of Phoenix or Phoenix University, whatever, where they're paying out. They paid a $195 million fine for basically bilking people out of money. And I thought to myself, the first thought I had was, is there that much money in running these online education programs, the for-profit schools, that they have $195 million? That was my first thought. And then I wondered, where'd the $195 million go? It's kind of like with Lori Loughlin, the guilty plea, number 10 this week on the countdown. She's paying a $150,000 fine. Her husband's $250,000. Where's the money going? Why, instead of going to jail, why aren't those people being told, okay, you take $500,000,
or whatever, and set up a set up some kind of a 501c3 that gives scholarships to kids who want to go to school and they can't afford to. Why would you do that with the money instead of taking the money and putting it into the so-called general fund, and then who knows where it goes?
Right.
Right?
Then it gets funneled into some politician's pocket.
Yeah, right. So yeah. Does that make sense? Why wouldn't they have them? Why can't we be thoughtful and creative with these sorts of things? What is that? Where did the $195 million go that the University of Phoenix paid as a fine for them bilking all those people out of money all those years? Where'd that money go?
Better roads and...
Good for you, Michael.
New bridges.
Yeah, right. Yep. Now, the other side of the education thing, I've heard this a lot this week, you know, because education supposedly is taking place. Education is a lousy word for it. Schooling is probably better, because education is not always... the word itself, I think, is misused. So parents, though, are seeing what's being taught because all the children are at school, are at home, and they're learning because they got iPads and iPhones and whatever else, the computers. So parents actually are watching what's going on and quite enlightened about what's being taught, or more, what isn't being taught and why and how it's being taught. I've heard any number of parents who, either in my circle of friends or in conversation on the radio, who have said, well, I never realized that kids were learning this, or they were learning that way, or the teacher had this point of view. And it gets back to my old ruse about, you know, being taught what to think instead of how to think. And the political, it's just very enlightening to see. Mm-hmm. And so more and more parents say, I'm going to homeschool my kids. Well, that's basically what's going on now anyway. But what do you think? Do you think that parents are learning more about what their children do at school, and are they interested?
Well, some are, some aren't. Mm-hmm. Some don't know what their children are learning in school because they never learned it themselves. Some are not.
That's interesting.
I mean, again, this is broad strokes conversation. The fact is, some people are finding they can't handle homeschooling, that between working from home, being stuck at home with their families, and all of, you know, a lot of families don't spend any time together. Now they're forced to suddenly spend time together. That's been a revelation.
That's, and on top of it, this week, by the way.
You know, exactly. And then on top of that, they have to homeschool their kids. They're having a terrible time doing it. Yeah. So I don't think that the homeschool movement is being pushed that far forward. I think it may be a little bit in the end of everything, but a lot of people are not happy with it. But in terms of political bias, in terms of an interpretation of history, in terms of the viewpoints that are being presented in schools, that is a revelation to a lot of parents.
Yeah.
But it brings up a problem in a highly polarized political society as we live in today. It's very difficult when everybody's offended by everything and there are two sides to every story and two alternate realities, not even sides to a story, two totally different stories. How do you teach kids things without it suddenly getting into a debate as to, really were the causes of the Civil War? And what really was this? And what really is that? And, where does science end and philosophy begin, et cetera, et cetera? All of these things are going through a major scrutiny and overhaul, and we really are faced with lots of challenges in terms of setting up curriculum. Mm-hmm. And teaching our kids.
Well, so this is one of the biggest ruses in the world, and I've always thought this. Science, and everybody says, I'm relying on science. Really? Well, how come there are three different scientists who have three different points of view about the same thing this week alone? Here's the scientist, Professor Gupta, no relation, who is the professor of epidemiology at the University of Oxford, who says that we should be out, the lockdown should be over. Everybody should go back to the way it was before as close as we can get, because coronavirus has infected half the population, and some of them are going to know it, and some people are not going to know it until later. Maybe they'll never know that they have it. But to have everything closed down is nuts. Now, here's another scientist who says that Moderna, this is a Moderna is the one coming up with the vaccine, or at least seems to be closest to it. And some scientists say, this is somebody from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who says they're looking at this whole process, and this is a company based here in Massachusetts and being scrutinized by Massachusetts politicians and people in education. There are those who say, oh, this is great for business, and look at the stock market, how it's reacted to this. And somebody else says, you're not going to come up. This is all hype. These people are trying to increase the value of their stock. They're no further along with coming up with a fix for this problem than three or four other companies, pharmaceutical companies. But they're smarter about how they do the PR. So you know, you look at this stuff and they, who knows what to believe?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem right now is we don't know what to believe.
But science, arguing with others. Well, one scientist argues with another scientist.
Well, scientists have always argued with each other. That's what science is. Science
but everybody
is not,
uses it.
But science is not a result. Science is not a doctrine. Science is not a list of facts that's written in stone. Science is a process. Science is a process for trying to determine the truth and trying to gain knowledge. It's constantly revising itself.
Right, it's always changing. Right.
Science is a field that constantly tries to prove it's wrong. That, okay, you have a theory, now the case is try to prove it's wrong, not try to prove it's right. Science advances by trying to replace the science that existed before. Where science runs into problems is when it becomes political, and when it becomes financial, and it creates its own establishment. If you're a scientist with a new idea, and it goes against the basic grain of the establishment in science, they're going to protect that, one, because of egos, and two, because of grants. There's a lot of money attached to not finding the answer.
Yeah, of course there is.
You know? So dishonest science is a major problem.
So how do you know what is honest and what's dishonest? That's the big one of the big conundrums, because I'm tired of listening to these people who they say, oh, well, I'm going to make my decision based on scientific. What? Huh? Whoever pays for the study, that's the way the wind blows.
Yeah, but I don't want to be anti-science, because science is
take it for what it is.
It's exactly, based on the human element.
Yeah.
But again, the most important thing that I could say is science is a process to determine truth. It isn't truth unto itself. And scientists can be arrogant. What's happened is we've reached a point now where we have science-ism, like a religion.
That's great.
You know, the scientists will talk about the Big Bang. And they talk about, you know, the universe is 13.7 billion years old because we played everything back to the original Big Bang. And they talk about it like it's theory, like it's fact. When it's just a theory.
Yeah.
It's just a theory. One of many. It's not written in stone. And when scientists like Neil deGrasse Tyson start going public in the media and talk about these theories as if they are fact, and then have, you know, they have, you know, they're totally critical and make fun of them.
He and Bill Nye are the two biggest BSers on the planet.
Terrible people. At least their images out there. I don't know how they are personally.
No, but their image, they're
dangerous.
All right, let's stop for a moment, and then we'll continue. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen, with washing and drying instructions. Okay, Michael, time for you to do the laundry.
Yay!
And in the laundry today are a couple of pillows, my pillows. You can wash them, you can dry them, you can wash them in warm water, cold water. You can use any kind of detergent you want. The drying process, you can do this thing. The dryer balls are good to keep the pillows all fluffed up, and you do it every 3-4 weeks now under current conditions. Nobody else has got a pillow that you can wash that's guaranteed for 10 years with that warranty. They'll replace the pillow if it somehow becomes defective, falls apart, whatever. They'll replace it for you within the 10-year buying time. And you can use it for 60 days. If you don't like it, you can send it back, get your money back. Can't do that with any other pillow. Right now at MyPillow.com, the BOGO specials, all the MyPillow BOGO specials, go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and buy pillows, buy towels, buy sheets, you name it, they've got it. It has to do with having a comfy experience in your bed, this is the place to go. And the fact that they're financing anything over $200, that's pretty cool, too. Radio Listener Specials page, that's what you visit. Buy one, get one free on everything there at MyPillow.com.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit of 5 within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases. And soon, you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
All right, let's get back to the countdown for a few more minutes here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the story. So there's this thing floating around today. As a matter of fact, I saw the headline. And I read a little of the story. It was one of those things. I did hear people talking about it here in Boston on one of the talk stations. The story about Rand Paul suggesting that Anthony Fauci wants to ruin every business in America. Now, that's pretty political. Fauci has been, and I don't think he's been just debunked by people on the other side. I think he's found his credibility has been challenged, shall we say, as a scientist, going back to the science conversation. Yes? What do you think?
I think Fauci is just a victim of his popularity, and not popularity, his celebrity. He's a victim of being in the political crosshairs, you know. I have no opinion about Fauci's competence as a scientist or a doctor. You read about him. There's some things in his past that you wonder if there were political connections, et cetera, et cetera. But I have
How do you get into a job like that if you don't have some kind of political connection? Is that
that's the point. The point is it's back to what I said, the political cherry picking. He's now being scrutinized in the political wars. It's very hard to get involved in politics without somebody throwing dirt at you, even if it's peripheral. So I don't know about Fauci. I'm going to wait until this is all over before I jump to conclusions.
All right, here's something you do know about. Let's get a quick plug for the MH interview this week with Ian Anderson, man.
Hey. Yes. MHinterview.com. If you're a Jethro Tull fan, don't miss it.
Michael's an old rocker, and so is Ian Anderson. This must be a great conversation. The old rockers come together at MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour now, it's time for us to go to work going through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here at the ready. So we start with number five, go to number one. Walmart shutting down Jet.com. That info this week. What's the story behind the story there, Victoria?
Yep. So back in 2016, Walmart paid $3 billion for Jet.com. They thought that it was going to be this huge rival to Amazon, and it never was. It was kind of a disaster. They actually lost $2 billion a year on it. But the good news is for the shopper, since they are shutting it down, you can actually get some pretty good deals. Everything is a fire sale right now. So if you need some supplies or some home furnishings, whatever it is, check out Jet.com because you can get some really great deals right now. But it will be completely closed down, I would suspect, in about a month.
All right. Number four is a new Apple update, or the story behind the story of what's going on. This is a facial recognition thing, right?
Yes. So if you do the update on your iPhone, it's 13.5, iOS 13.5. The two new features there are a direct result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes to the facial ID that makes it easier to unlock your phone if you're wearing a face mask, and support for the first phase of Apple and Google's jointly developed exposure notification system, meaning it will send you a notification if it suspects that you have been exposed to the virus. So the first part of this is if you're wearing a face mask, it's very frustrating now to unlock your phone if you've got one of the later iPhones that uses the facial recognition. So now this new update will automatically tell if you're wearing a face mask, and it will just, instead of it trying several times to open with using your face, it'll automatically allow you to just type in your code. So that's one thing that saves you a few minutes. The second part of it is this tracing thing that Apple and Google have been working on together. It's basically using data from public health agencies, and it will send you a notification if you may have been in contact with someone who's been diagnosed with COVID-19. The system is inactive until you actually have the app installed, so it's not like it's just automatically on your phone if you don't want it. If you do want it, though, it's free, and it will directly start. It's basically contact tracing, and they're going to be using this in conjunction with local health agencies state by state. So that's the two. Those are the two big updates from the new one.
All right. I see Amazon is giving away Kindle Up Unlimited for free, too. Did you see that? I thought
no.
That was pretty interesting, yeah. All right, number three from this past week, the mess at the College Board.
Yeah, lots of high school seniors are having a rough time right now. They've been taking their advanced placement final exams, and then they submit them online. However, the what you're supposed to do is you write out your written essay portion, then you take a photo of it, and you email it in to the College Board. The problem is it was rejecting any iPhone photos, and newer Android photos were also being rejected. Once the photo is rejected, they give you a failing grade for the entire exam. So these poor kids are taking these hours-long tests, thinking, okay, I'm done, I've been studying for this for weeks, I submit my test, and they already automatically get flunked. So it's been a total disaster, and these kids now have to reschedule to retake the test in June. 23,000 students have already signed a petition to see if the College Board can't do more than just in the future. They said you can email the photo in, you don't have to submit it on through their online portal, and that way you're guaranteed to submit your results, but that doesn't help the kids who have already taken the test and flunked, and even though they didn't deserve to flunk. So It's the College Board was clearly not prepared for this, you know, distance learning setup. So it's heartbreaking for a lot of the kids who've studied so hard.
Facebook, number two, launching sort of a different kind of business online.
Yeah, Facebook Shops launched this week, and I think this is one of the best things Facebook has done in a long time. It's a new way for businesses to set up free storefronts on Facebook and Instagram. So if you don't have a website, or if you don't have a website where you're selling your goods, a lot of people have like a landing page where it just has the information of their store, but you can't shop it. This is now the free solution to doing that. You will pay a percentage of your sales to Facebook, but it's still totally worth it to me. And we've got to get small businesses online immediately.
Yep. All right, number one is a new chip plant being built in Arizona.
Yep, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is actually the name of the company, TSMC, they are in talks to build a $12 billion chip fab plant in Arizona. We're not sure yet how much of the U.S. government subsidies are going to be applied to this, but it will take a lot of money. But in the long run, I think it might also still be a really good investment to have chipsets made here in America as opposed to everything being made in China.
Hopefully it serves as a model for bringing back that business and the drug business and many other businesses back to America, incentivizing it. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that one. Hopefully there'll be some leadership exercised by those in charge. That's the list, the top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
CEO.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.